Tris, Disc 10.
Chapter 39. Whidge had regained consciousness. Finding himself bound to the stake in front of the serpent's lair, he moaned and whined piteously until both Wrathguards and freebooters were tired of his whimpering. Tazin shook her head in disgust.
I was never too fond of that owl, Misery. If any keeps that weeping up, I'll finish him off myself.
Kerda gave Riggan a sly wink before she answered Tazin.
No, no, my friend. We need him alive or the serpents might lose the interest. Then we get no booty. Keep the rat quiet, but don't slay him.
Tazin crept out from cover. Hurling herself on Widge, she gagged the wretched sea rat with his own broad belt.
There! That'll keep you quiet. You just lie there and wiggle about a bit. I'll see you get your share of the loot.
Widge lay wide-eyed, staring into his former shipmate's hard features. The only noise he could make was... Tazin patted him reassuringly.
Aye! That's the stuff, but mind now. If you get much noisier than that, well...
She licked the blade of her knife, grinning wickedly at him, and departed to hide behind a sycamore with Grubbage. Kerda conferred with Riggan.
Get them thinking about loot and booty, and we have those sea scum on our side, yar. You're sure the serpents are in there?
Riggan watched the door in the oak trunk.
Oh, I'm sure, Mom. Tracking that hellish smell to yon oak was no trouble. Those snakes are in there, all right. I'd stake me life on it.
Kerda's pink eyes were as cold as ice as she tested a sabre edge.
You better hope you don't lose your stake.
The bright summer day drifted by with the pace of a leisurely snail, warm sun and humming insects combining to soften the menace that hovered over the still green woodland. The stoat, Scummy, spread out on some moss behind an elm and closed his eyes. A nearby rat guard prodded the freebooter with his spear butt.
Hoi! You're supposed to be watching, not snoozing.
Scummy opened one eye and glared balefully at the rat.
Mind your own business. I'll do what I like, see?
The rat guard was slightly taken aback.
Better not let Captain Vorto or Princess Kerda catch you.
Ripper the sea rat curled his lip at the speaker.
What are we supposed to do then? Sit here to attention all day? We've had little sleep and hardly a bite to eat. I'm going to get some of those whortleberries growing over yonder. You stay awake and keep guard. You're a rat guard, ain't ya? We're freebooters. We do what we like.
As time meandered slowly by, summer cast its warm spell over the glade.